What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman, and you're checking in to Patch Chat. All right, Silver Lake, here we go. It's your moment. You ready to shine? Help me welcome Dwayne Allen, everybody.
Yeah! Am I sitting here?
Take a seat, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're a little bit big for that stool. How tall are you?
6'4".
6'4".
In cleats.
Okay, so we're talking roster height, 6'4". Yeah. Okay. Now, speaking of your height, I know you grew up in North Carolina, but you were a baller. You were a big basketball player.
That's right.
Did we struggle what we were going to play at the next level, basketball or football?
There came a decision time when I was in high school, which route I was going to take. And I think the offers spoke for themselves the likes of Urban Meyer and Nick Saban came knocking. And compared to the basketball offers, which were like UNCW and some other smaller schools.
Or are you lying and you just couldn't dunk that well?
What was it? My vertical was okay until I fell in love with double stuffed Oreos and it fell off.
Hey, trust me, I get it. Don't even get me started on the Halloween kinds with the orange. Yeah. So good. Now, you went to Clemson.
Yep.
How'd you make that decision?
The Clemson University.
I apologize.
Defending national champions.
You're right. My bad.
And it was amazing. I was actually committed to the University of Georgia and signed with Clemson on signing day. Just one of those situations where I visited the campus, fell in love with it, went back and forth with my decision, and ultimately on signing day, I knew where I wanted to go.
Did you make some lifelong friends there? Do you see anybody when you play and it's kind of...
Yeah. I have tons of teammates that are scattered around the league. Sammy Watkins, Martavis Bryant, DeAndre Hopkins, Andre Ellington out in Arizona, and then, of course, a ton of even more players that I played against while I was at Clemson. So.
Right. Now, I've been to North Carolina a time or two. Bojangles is where it's... Does anybody know about the biscuits at Bojangles? The secret sauce they put on those fries?
They don't understand.
No, those
Cajun fries.
Come on.
Every time I hit the South, anytime I fly down, I fly Delta, I stop in Atlanta Airport, I go to Terminal T, because that's where the Bojangles is. Yes, it's that. And
this
I get a Cajun filet biscuit combo with seasoned fries. And a sweet tea. I'm from the South.
Yeah. I actually want to cut this interview right here. That's all I need to know about
Boom.
You. I think
Done.
You're a fantastic human. Now, as always, I'm a female, so I did some stalking on your Instagram. You're very well-traveled, and you like to eat.
Yes, that I do. I do like to eat. That's why I'm so big.
Yeah. Tell everybody the places you've been.
Well, I was... I had not left the country at all up until the age of 24.
Okay.
And
now
I
your passport's
in,
a little litty.
Yeah,
isn't
now it's a little litty.
Yeah.
And at the age of 24, I was invited to go on this USO tour. And so I was like, all right, sure, I'll go on it. Where are we headed? And it was a 7-day trip around the world. So I go from not like leaving the country at all to going around the world, visiting all the troops, which was amazing. And I fell in love with travel. So since then, I've been to Australia, I've been to London, I've been to Barcelona, I just love it.
Do we have a fave?
I frequent Australia in the off season just because it's the winter months and it's their summer, so
it's nice time.
I like to catch some sun, tan on.
Yeah, well, it's about to get cold here. You better brace up.
Yeah,
it's already chilly today. Silver Lake, are you guys ready? We got some questions. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Zach, and I was just wondering if you have any pregame rituals.
Zach, great question.
Zach.
Great question. A lot of guys have pregame rituals. Deion Sanders used to lay out his outfit, whatever uniform we were wearing that day. He would lay it out. I didn't play with him. Saw it on the YouTube channel. But for myself, man, pregame rituals. I try to stay away from pregame rituals because if anything goes wrong within that ritual, then I'm going to have a bad game. Every game I try to mix something up, keep it loose, keep it light. That way I'm always locked in and focused no matter what goes on.
What are you listening to?
It's a little mixture, you know. I start the day off with a little bit of gospel to awaken the soul.
Makes sense on a Sunday. I got it.
And then right before the game, I got to bring it down with a little bit of Drake or some ASAP, something like that.
I mean, you got to get pumped up after you speak to the Lord.
Exactly.
Hi, my name's Lauren, and I was wondering what's your victory dance for a touchdown?
Ooh, Lauren.
It's like he's been waiting for this moment all his life.
You know... I have, and with the recent rule change in with the NFL rules where we can celebrate, I've been waiting to break this one out. And we have a lot of entertainers on the team. We got Brandon Cooks, who loves to take his arrows out. Anytime he makes a big catch, you know, he's a small guy, but I think whenever he makes a big catch, he feels like a giant because he's always rocked up like this. He walks around. And then there's Rob, of course, Gronk. You know, after he scores, he likes to do twinkle toes going into the end zone, then a nice little slam.
So he needs space for that, too. He almost takes people out with that Gronk spike.
Exactly. So this is what I want to do. I want to line up a couple of my teammates so that they can make a field goal post. I'm going to put the ball down and pull off my best Gostkowski impersonation and kick it through them. Because you can't kick it through the actual field goal post because that'll be a 15-yard penalty. But if I kick it through my teammates, it'll be pretty dope, you know? But convincing them to line up like that and risk getting hit in the face or any other way, you know, that's the hard part.
I think it's pretty clear that this is what Dwayne's doing at night, practicing that.
Thinking about it, thinking through
just
ideas.
Just thinking about thinking it. Next ideas. Question.
Hi, I'm Julie. If you hadn't become a Patriots player, what would your career goal have been?
Ooh, great question. Julie, you know, so I played my first 5 years in Indianapolis, Indiana, for the Colts, and we always butted heads with New England, and with New England being on top, of course.
I think that's probably something common.
Yeah. The last time being in the 2014 AFC Championship game, where I lost that one 45-7. So I always had, like, just this respect, admiration, and hatred for New England. But definitely respect and admiration. So I'd always wanted to play here, and really when I got the call, it was a dream come true. Had I not played here, I, of course, wanted to spend my career in finishing it strong in Indianapolis.
Hi, I'm Tess. So during Clemson, was there a moment when you thought, gee, I really want to go pro ever for football?
Ah, Tess, great question. You know, I went to college. Like, football was always, like, one of those things that I did to survive, as weird as it sounds. I come from very humble beginnings, and, you know, the football coach, to this day, I credit him with saving my life by putting the football into my hands. But once I got to Clemson and I started getting a little notoriety for my game and how well I was beginning to play. And that's when I started to think, oh, well, I mean, if the pros are going to take me, I guess I'll go. And in my last year, my junior season, I had a game where, you know, I hurdled a guy and caught another touchdown. And all of a sudden, the announcer started saying, oh, Dwayne Allen, the top tight end in the country. And everyone else just caught on to that. And so, after that season, I decided to take the jump and go to the pros. Yeah.
Me too. So I know that you were saying that you came from humble beginnings and that you played football to survive. Coach Inman, am I saying that properly?
That's correct.
He's monumental to you in your life.
Very much so.
Tell us about him.
Hey, she does her homework. You know?
I read.
Coach Inman. So he was the head football coach at this high school. And it was my freshman year, and I had spent the previous 3 years at an alternative school because of some run-ins with teachers and stuff like that. You know, I won't bore you. So I get to this high school, and I'm thinking, man, I'll be here for a month, maybe. And within that first month, I'm walking down the hall, and I see this tall guy. He comes over to me, and he asks, what's my name? And I'm like, I'm Dwayne, what's your name? I'm the head football coach. I'm like, all right, that's cool. I'm a baller. Very nice to meet you. Walks away. And he's like,
tough guy, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit, just a little bit. But then he was like, no, come back here. He was like, you're a dime a dozen on the basketball court. You could be something special on the football field. And so he proceeds to give me $10 and a decision to make. You know, you take this $10, go have fun with your friends, or take this $10, go get a physical, and I'll see you at practice on Monday. This is a Thursday. So I took that $10, went and got a physical, went out for football, and the rest is history, as they say.
I have the chills. This should be like an HBO doc.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it.
For all of you guys checking in via Facebook Live, hit me up with questions. I will be happy to ask Dwayne for you. Do we have another question in the front row? Ladies, come on. You had one earlier. Go ahead.
Think about it.
Hi, I'm Annabelle. This is about basketball. What position did you play?
Ooh, great question. Annabelle, you can tell from my form that I was a shooting guard.
Did not pass much?
Until I got big, you know? And then once I started lifting, for the school, I always guarded the biggest man on the court. Now, whenever I played AAU, I transitioned from a 2 to a 3 to a 4. During high school days, I was always guarding the biggest man on the floor. We ran like a 5-man motion offense, and it was always fun.
All right, this is coming in from the book, Hot and Heavy. What is your nickname?
My nickname, man. Well, on previous teams, I always went by DA, which would be okay if we didn't already have two other DAs here. Danny Amendola, David Andrews. So it got kind of complicated early on when, you know, the offensive coordinator started calling out, "Hey, DA," everyone turned their head and answered. But I go by Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah, I know. Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the reaction I wanted right there.
It's an
old nickname from, Fayetteville growing up. It actually originated with the 90s film Child's Play, if you're familiar with it.
The killer doll. The killer doll?
Exactly. Wow. I'll tell you about that story later.
Yeah, I don't have enough time in the day for that.
No, not enough time. But when I'm playing, I know that anytime I hear Chuck, that person's from Fayetteville. And I immediately snap out of whatever trance I'm in just to say hello.
You're like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Another question via Facebook. What is the greatest part about playing in the NFL?
The impact that you have on others. I think it's really cool. The NFL is unique in that above other sports, we're really built on service. We serve the communities around us. That's how, before media and everything else took note of the sport of football, that's how we got popular, because we always served the communities and were out and about. And so I love the opportunity that I have to make other people's lives better through the sport that I play.
This is a question I refuse to go the entire time without asking. Are you a show guy? Are there any? I judge people off what shows they watch, so please answer carefully. Riverdale's a fan favorite here with Silver Lake. Myself, you watching that?
I'm more of a premium show kind of guy. I'm a little bougie when it comes to my show.
What are you watching?
Just a little bougie. I'm a House of Cards fan on Netflix.
A lot of people love that one.
On HBO, of course, I'm a Game of Thrones guy.
Mm. Shout out to Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner.
Definitely. Yeah, on Stars. I'm a power.
Power,
guy.
Yeah.
Come
that's,
on.
I'm with you.
I can go through them. On what is that? Is it TMC that it came on? Breaking Bad back in the day. If you guys haven't seen that one, great.
Maybe
one.
Wait till you graduate.
Yeah, okay. Definitely wait. Give it some time. But another great show. Yeah. I love
those are
really
oldies.
Good television.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, I'm Caitlin. What was the biggest difference between playing in college and joining the NFL?
Great question, Caitlin. The biggest difference, I would say, the responsibility. You go from, and you'll have this transition, right? You go from high school, where it's very structured, to college, where it's somewhat structured, to the pros, where it's like there's no structure at all. You know, you make up your own schedule. You go to work if you want to. You better, or else you're fired. Handling that responsibility and understanding what to do with all that free time that I have has been the biggest transition from college to the pros.
I actually played basketball in college as well, and I think, speaking of this, the biggest dilemma we would have in the day was like, are we going to hit the calf?
Yeah.
Or are we going to, you know what I mean? That's like, that was college.
Exactly.
Things get a little different in the NFL. Speaking of whatever human asked this, God bless you. What is your favorite restaurant in Boston?
It's too early.
So what, are you kind of hanging around Patriot Place right now? Scoping out?
Thankfully not. thankfully not. But I'm still exploring my options throughout, you know, North End, Back Bay, South End.
You can't be the North End. South East, nice as well.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out where to eat. If you have any suggestions, please throw them out there.
Facebook, give them some suggestions. All right.
Hey, I'm Evan. I just wanted to know, since you played on the Colts before the Patriots, was it nerve-wracking, like, switching over since, like, the Patriots had just won a Super Bowl, or was it, like, kind of comforting?
Mm.
I love the word comforting.
That's a really good question. It's a bit of both. It's a bit of both. Honestly, whenever I got the call, I was at Clemson training, and my agent called me. He was like, hey, Dwayne, congratulations. You've just been traded to the New England Patriots. And I'm just like, back it up. Back it up. Congratulations. I've been fired.
Well, that's one way to look at it, yes.
That's one way to look at it. That's one way to look at it. And then, you know, I went back through it. Wait. I've been traded to... I was sought after by
the,
you know, and so it was very nerve-wracking because, again, from afar, we make things look easy, especially when it comes to, like, winning. But there is so much work that goes into it. And having been in the NFL, another team, I knew that it was going to take a lot of hard work, even more than I was putting in Indianapolis. So from that aspect, it was very nerve-wracking. But understanding the coaching staff that I was going to and how much better of a player I was going to be was the comforting part. Like, I can work. You know, I come from the struggle. Like, that's nothing to me. But it's having confidence in the people that's giving you instruction that means everything.
How does it feel
to
play?
You go from not having one question
right,
to having two.
Right, now she's got multiples.
No, go ahead.
How does it feel to play with Tom Brady?
How does it feel?
Tell us everything as he is pretty up. He looks.
Nah, that's a great question. It's really cool. It's really cool because, you know, yeah. He's not quite like my dad age, but he's close, you know? So, but he handles himself like this hip professional that is just cool all the time, but locked in also. He's a great communicator, a great teammate, and a great leader. You know, my favorite story, right, to tell people, I'll share this one with you, right? So before we walk out, there's like this door and it's kind of crowded. It's like two doors, right? So you walk through one door, then you got to walk through another one to get to the tunnel. And so everyone's crowded right there and we're all about to walk out. And, you know, Tom is running a little late. And so all of a sudden, I just see everyone part. I'm just like, what is going on? And I turn and Tom is walking through.
Not even like a jog. He's
like
just
not
walking.
Just walking through. Everyone just parts. He goes through and he gets to the second door and he stops. He turns around. It's like, you ready? I was just like, oh my goodness. That was, it was one of the coolest moments ever. And sometimes I'll be in the huddle and have to pinch myself. This is Tom calling out to play right now. Oh my goodness.
And now Dwayne Allen's just eating avocado ice cream.
Yeah.
Telling everybody all about it.
That's it. That's what I'm doing.
I love it. All right, Silver Lake. Give it up one more time for our man, Dwayne Allen.
Thank you.